The start of the new year is going to bring some big changes for undocumented immigrants in California. At the end of this week, the state will allow undocumented residents to apply for the first time for driver's licenses. The program opens on January 2nd, and after preparing for more than a year, California is expecting long lines at the DMV and hopefully safer roads. Josie Huang is immigration reporter for KPCC in Pasadena, California.
I think the motivating force behind this law is that if you get 1.4 million more drivers tested and licensed, there's just going to be that much more road safety for all drivers in California. And also, I've talked to immigrants who do on a daily basis drive to school or get to a construction site without a license, and they just pray they don't get into an accident. So having a driver's license will certainly take away that, you know, the heart-pounding feeling that some describe they get when they see a cop cruiser in their rear window.
Now, of course, the counter argument to all of this is that the driver's license is the most basic part of residency, of legality. It's your government ID. And that handing them out to people who are in the country or in the state illegally is a reward.
Yeah, no, definitely that's been an argument made. But I think there have been steps taken to make sure that there is going to be a distinction between these immigrant licenses and those that are issued on a standard basis, in the sense that these licenses are going to look a little different from the ones that your legal resident would be able to get. For instance, it won't say that it's a driver's license. There'll be letters on the license to indicate that you have a driving privilege, DP, instead of the DL for driver's license. And on the back of the card, there's going to be wording that says the license is not to be used for official federal purposes. So someone with this license, for example, would not be able to get on a plane using this license as a form of ID.
There's a corollary to that last part as well, which is, could federal authorities use this registration to track people down? A lot of advocates in the immigrant community must be nervous that going to the government to apply for a driving privilege or a driver's license, whatever you want to call it, is forming a list for deportation or other types of enforcement.
Well, I should say many of the immigrant rights groups in LA do see this new law as a good thing for immigrants because they see it as another way for them to come out of the shadows. And yes, at the same time, you do have some other groups who are worried that immigrants, especially those who may be facing deportation orders, that they shouldn't be handing over their information to the state authorities. And just this month, the National Immigration Law Center sued the Department of Homeland Security in federal court in Los Angeles over this very issue. And the law center wanted Homeland Security to turn over documents showing just how immigration agents use driver's license data. And a lawyer I spoke to at the law center said red flags were raised after immigrant advocates in Maryland said that federal agents there were targeting immigrants for deportation this year and were able to locate and arrest them after using driver's license info. You know, I talked to Homeland Security as well, and they put out a statement making it sound like they don't initiate investigations of immigrants using DMV data, but they will use the info for ongoing criminal investigations.
Well, Josie, might that make immigrants themselves reluctant to come forward for driving permits if they think that there's a gray area, that they could be the subject of enforcement because of it?
You would think so, and I'm sure there are some immigrants in California who do have reservations, especially those who've had run-ins with immigration authorities before. But I have to say that there does seem to be a lot of interest in this program. You know, I talked to the DMV who said that there's been nearly 380,000 appointments made for the first 2 weeks of 2015, which is more than double the number of appointments made for that same period in 2014. Now, they don't know if all the appointments are being made for folks who want to apply for licenses under AB 60, but such a robust difference from the year before indicates that's probably what's going on.
Now, if you thought the lines were bad at the DMV now, I don't know about California, but 1.4 million new applicants potentially. Whoa, boy, are they ready?
Well, right. So I think they were anticipating that there was going to be an onslaught of applications. So what the DMV has done is hired some 900 new workers. So its workforce is now about 10,000 people strong. And they actually have room to hire another 1,000 more people if the demand is there. The DMV has also opened 4 new offices throughout the state that'll stay open for at least 3 years to handle this onslaught, this glut of applications it's expecting. And if, you know, the demand stays high, these offices could potentially stay open longer. They could extend those leases.
California is getting ready to make a move to provide driver's licenses or driving permits, if you like, privilege, to up to 1.4 million undocumented immigrants in their state. Josie Huang, immigration reporter for KPCC in Pasadena. Thanks.
Thanks, Todd.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.